Nialis took another deep breath and wished he hadn't.
Phew!
Holding his nose with one hand, he pulled down the babe's swaddling to discover it had been soiled. Again. It had been more years than he would like to admit since he had cared for a child. Nialis had forgotten how demanding they could be. I can't continue to waste magic cleaning your backside, young man, he said, as if the drooling, wide-eyed face looking up at him was going to understand. Nialis huffed and rolled his eyes. But in the end, he lowered his hand over the wrapping and spoke a few runic words. Adama Leestra. The smell dissipated, along with the obvious stain. That should hold for now. He wrapped the swaddling back around the child's shivering body. The thick brows shelving the top of his eyes lowered when he noticed the strange mark developing on the back of the boy's right shoulder. He ran his finger across the darkened area. It would appear I was right about you after all, my little failing. Nialis took a moment to pat down the babe's rather distinguishable head of white hair. After tucking the child's arms back within the warmth of his covering, he tried rubbing the soreness from his aching calves. When that didn't work, he stood and shook the loose snow from his robes before pushing on. He had found the boy's mother not 5 days past and helped her deliver, but even with hands as skilled as his, there was no stopping the outcome. Magic, like nature, demanded balance. When bringing something as powerful as this failing child into the world, there was a price to be met, and his mother had paid it with her life. Nialis fought his way through the dense brush. He was nearing the edge of the tree line, which meant he was about to lose his temporary reprieve from the Korax's prying eyes. Keeping hidden from the winged trackers was one thing, but behind him were the sniffers. Nialis could feel their presence drawing steadily closer. They were monstrous beings, twisted and shaped by magic to serve a single purpose. To hunt down wielders, or, in the ancient tongue, the Vanae. The sniffers were grotesque creatures whose nests could be found in the northern parts of Caldera. Their elongated features and dagger-like teeth and claws had been designed to inflict the maximum amount of damage. But for all their vehemence, it was not the sniffers forcing Nialis to push himself beyond what common sense would have considered sane. It was what followed. Their masters, the ones holding their leash. They were called the Bulradur, which in the ancient tongue meant the departed. They were a dark sect of magical wielders who received their instructions from the White Tower. Nialis had to admit it was quite the ingenious strategy. While the White Tower feigned its abhorrence of magic and championed the cause of ridding Aldor of its users, it in turn secretly recruited and trained those same wielders, coercing them to pledge their allegiance back to the White Tower for its own consumption. He had his former pupil, Valtor, to thank for that. Valtor had found a way to elevate himself to the position of Arch-Chancellor within the White Tower. Nialis wasn't the least bit surprised. Valtor always had an insatiable hunger for magic, no matter its origin or purpose. He was a very determined wielder, even in his younger years. And from the unwavering determination of those chasing Nialis at the moment, he could only conclude that his apprentice's appetite hadn't diminished with age. Pushing his way through the last of the undergrowth at the